My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Mets come back home, open up a series tonight against the Boston Red Sox, and, I mean, there's nothing not to like about what you witnessed from this Met team over the last 10 games and over that road trip. Going 7-3, taking care of business, finding a way against the dreadful Chicago White Sox. As you just heard CeeLo mention, they're 9 games over the 500 mark. The bounce back performance that you've gotten from Diaz since that disaster on that Wednesday night out in Arizona, in which he gave up 2 walks and then the grand slam to Corbin Carroll, bounces back the very next day, comes into the game Friday night against Chicago, not a save performance, great, comes in yesterday afternoon leading 2-0, great. We've said it time and time again, you're going to need Edwin Diaz to figure it out and be dominant and be great here down the stretch of this season if the Mets are going to go out there and be the third and final wild card team in the National League, and that's what's in front of them. That's where you sit. You get ready today to whatever you might be doing to enjoy Labor Day, right? Whatever you might be doing. Maybe you're doing nothing, and that's your enjoyment for the day. If it is, God bless. Maybe you're going to the beach, barbecue, pool, whatever it might be. Taking in a movie, who knows, right? But you're enjoying a day off from work. You're getting ready for Met baseball tonight as you have Severino on the mound and the Boston Red Sox in town. And the Mets are sitting 1 game back of the Atlanta Braves to the third and final wild card spot in the National League. They are 9 games over 500. They go 7-3 on that road trip. They bounce back after that disastrous Wednesday loss, which was quite easily their worst loss of the year, with their best win of the year out in Arizona. You had the fear of God that they weren't going to be able to sweep away the Chicago White Sox, or they were going to stumble out in Chicago, a dreadful, historically bad White Sox team. And you know what? They go out there and sweep. Manaea has been utterly brilliant. You're looking for a dominant starter to step in for the injured Kodai Senga? Well, up steps Sean Manaea, who has been great, right? He's been fantastic. Yes, you've grown tired of seeing Tyler McGill in that starting rotation. I get it. But the bigger picture is this, is the culture that every team desires, regardless of sport, right? That winning culture, the vibe, the feel, that regardless of what happens, we're going to find a way. The complete opposite of that, say, and we'll get into a little bit of football potentially a little bit later on down the line in the show, but the opposite of that was the Jets. Douglas and Saleh have talked about it, right? A year ago, when everything went wrong, they ran around like their heads were on fire. They had no idea exactly what to do. We read the quote last week from Dalvin Cook after he signed, with the Dallas Cowboys to go out there and back up Zeke Elliott as the Cowboys are giving an ode to 2018 and 24 in their backfield. But I digress. And that culture has been set this year for the Mets by Mendoza, the manager. And it's something to watch, something to appreciate. We're sitting here, it's September the 2nd. It's Labor Day Monday. Everybody is off. The Mets are a game back of the dreaded, hated Atlanta Braves for the third and final wild card spot in the National League. You've seen this team be able to respond time and time again. This team was 11 games under the 500 mark. For a 37-38 game stretch, they were playing some of the best baseball in all of Major League Baseball. They've dealt with downturns, whether it be in Alonso starting to heat up a little bit, but Pete Alonso, not your prototypical first half. Jeff McNeil, outside of maybe a 2.5-3 week stretch, has not been great. They've had unbelievable surges, whether it be from, you know, Grimace to Iglesias finding himself this year, OMG, the big home run by J.D. Martinez against the Marlins got them going. The players-only meeting. Lopez throwing his glove into the stands. Where this team, everything that you've witnessed this year has come to this. And it's the Braves. And this team has got every opportunity. You look at the rest of the series the Mets have got going. You know, three with Boston, three with Cincinnati. Then it's the Blue Jays, Phillies, Nats, Phillies at home, Braves on the road, September 24th, 25th, 26th, and then three on the road in Milwaukee, 27th, 28th, 29th. We'll see exactly what that series means for the Brewers closing out this month of September. But it's all right there. And it's a credit to this Met team. And if you're a Met fan, you know, I think you wake up today and you just smile and you enjoy it because you never expected, especially in April and May, that this was going to be where you're sitting right now. As everyone loves to, you know, buckle up. It's going to be a fun month of September. Both teams have given you something. The Yankees obviously came into this year with significantly higher expectations. With expectations to win a World Series for the first time since 2009. With only the guarantee of Soto for 1 year. With the addition of Stroman to the starting rotation. With the pressure coming off an 82-80 season. You know, those expectations the Yankees have lived with from day one. The Mets came into this year, and even though Stearns and Mendoza, you know, talked about, you know, being the, what are the goals? Will sustain success, being a playoff team in 2024? Yes, those goals, but you know that this team was built on the short term, right? You know, short-term deals, whether it be Severino, Alonso, potentially hitting free agency following the season after turning down that contract during the course of last year. You know, all of the things we've discussed with this Met team, what is the future? How are they going to be built? Building a sustained success, top on down, throughout the course of the minor leagues. You didn't know exactly how this year was going to play out. And here we are, and they're right there. And they're going to be playing meaningful baseball in the final month of the season. You were locked into that game last night, Sunday Night Baseball, as the Phillies did the Mets a favor and knocked off the Atlanta Braves. You wake up this Monday morning and they're a game out for the third and final wild card spot. You get the Red Sox for a series tonight. And it's going to be a fun month of September in Queens. And the Mets have earned it. And give Mendoza, and this team really, but Mendoza for changing the culture. Flipping the script a little bit. And now the team you're trying to run down is the one you want to beat. The one that has owned you. The one that loves beating you. The one that, you know, came back a couple years ago, Buck's first year. Find ways to win. The culture you crave is the one that they have. The development of young players, like everything that the Atlanta Braves have been able to do. I'm not saying that they've won one World Series after another. They haven't. We're just talking about the National League East. We're talking about the division. And yes, the Phillies obviously have separated themselves this year based on the Braves' injuries and, you know, the Mets' limitations when you're looking at their roster. But you get the point. It's not necessarily the Phillies. It's the Braves. Right now it is. And now you got a chance to run them down. And you hope. What you hope is that as the Mets go out there and begin a series against the Red Sox, then, you know, it's Cincinnati, Toronto. They have seven with the Phillies, three with the Nats. But you hope to get to that series on that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, September 24th, 25th, and 26th, where you're within a game, maybe you're up a game, whatever it might be. And that's going to be some midweek series down in Atlanta.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.